Shabbat Shalom to everybody out there. Hope you're doing okay. Let me start the video. Does a countdown. Shrink that. Now put up the study. Well, Shabbat Shalom. We're one of Messiah congregation. Let's ask God to bless this reading today in Yeshua's name. Heavenly Father, we ask you to come down with your Holy Spirit today. Bless this reading. Give us wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and the fear of God. Teach us something new, Father. We thank you for the blood of Yeshua. We thank you for forgiveness of sins. We thank you for eternal life. We give you the praise, Father, and honor in Yeshua's name. Amen. Amen. Well, today's the Sabbath, and there's my website. There's my phone number if you need to call me. There's my email if you need to talk, if you need to email me. And we're at Forest Crossing Boulevard today. Today's Sunday, the May 24th, 2026. We are now in the third month called Sivan, day 7. That's found in Esther 8:9. Today's topic, obviously, is Feast of Weeks. Pentecost means 50 in Greek, and the Feast of Harvest. It's a Sabbath today. Leviticus 23, even unto the morrow after the seventh Sabbath shall you number 50 days, and you shall offer a new meat offering unto Jehovah. And you shall proclaim on that selfsame day that it may be a holy convocation unto you. You shall do no civil work therein. It shall be a statute forever in all your dwellings throughout your generations. Here's Paul. He observed Pentecost, Feast of Weeks. Acts 20. For Paul had determined to sail by Ephesus because he would not spend the time in Asia, for he hasted, if it were possible for him, to be at Jerusalem the day of Pentecost, Feast of Weeks. Paul tells the Corinthians, but I will tarry at Ephesus until Pentecost, Feast of Weeks. This is all the apostles, Acts 2. When the day of Pentecost, Feast of Weeks, was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place.
Because it is a Sabbath.
Today's a Sabbath, and today's offering time, too.
That's why we need to pray together.
None shall appear before me empty. Exodus. Three times ye shall keep a feast unto me in the year. Ye shall keep the feast of unleavened bread, which we did. Ye shall eat unleavened bread 7 days, as I commanded you, in the time appointed of the month Ha'aviv. For in it you came out of Egypt. And none shall appear before me empty. Today is definitely offering time. And the Feast of Harvest, the first fruits of your labors which you have sown in the field, and the Feast of Ingathering, which is tabernacles, which is at the end of the year, when you have gathered in your labors out of the field. So three times in the year, all your male shall appear before Jehovah, the Lord Jehovah. Praise Yah. Amen. Feast of Weeks, Harvest, 50 days, Pentecost, the giving of the law and the Spirit, the giving of the law and the Torah. Let's start with the Ten Commandments. Exodus 20. God spoke all these words, saying, I am Jehovah your God, which have brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. And to us, that God took us out of our last lives of sin. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make unto you any graven image or any likeness of anything that's in heaven above, or that's in earth beneath, or that's in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down yourself to them, nor serve them. For I, Jehovah your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. Matter of fact, any generation that hates him. And showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. We ought to always keep the commandments of God. You shall not take the name of Jehovah your God in vain. For Jehovah will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall you labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of Jehovah your God. In it you shall not do any work, you, your son, your daughter, your men servant or your maid servant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger that's within your gates. For in 6 days Jehovah made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day, wherefore Jehovah blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. So today's a Sabbath. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the earth, on the land, which Jehovah your God gives you. You shall not kill, that's murder. You shall not commit adultery. You're not supposed to steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his men servant, nor his maid servant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is your neighbor's. God has come to prove you, and that his fear may be before your faces, that you sin not. That's the whole thing, that we sin not. Is the giving of the Holy Spirit to the Jews, Acts 2. And when the day of Pentecost, which is Feast of Weeks, Feast of Harvest, was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Because it's a Sabbath. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. So the apostles, yeah. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave utterance. That's right. The Spirit has to give utterance. There was dwelling at Jerusalem Jews. These are Jews. Devout men out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language, which is a miracle. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? How hear we every man in our own language wherein we were born? It's a miracle. Parthians and Medes, Elamites, and the dwellers in Mesopotamia, in Judea, in Cappadocia, in Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia in Egypt, and the parts of Libya around Cyrene, and strangers at Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God, which is a miracle.
There were no Gentiles there.
No Gentiles there. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, "What does this mean?" Of course, then here comes the mockers. Mockers said, "These men are full of new wine." But Brother Peter stood up, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, "You men of Judea, and all you that dwell at Jerusalem, be it known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken, as you suppose, seeing it's the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel." Here's Joel chapter 2. "It shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my spirit." We always want God's spirit to be on us today too. "And I will show wonders in heaven, the heavens, and in earth, blood, fire, and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before the great and terrible day of Jehovah come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of Jehovah shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as Jehovah had said, and in the remnant whom Jehovah had shall call." Let's go back to Acts 2. Peter quotes Joel 2. He says, "It shall come to pass in the last days, says God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams." Just about verbatim. "And on my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I'll show wonders in heaven above, and signs in earth beneath, blood, fire, and vapors of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before the great and notable day of Jehovah come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. You men of Israel, hear these words. Yeshua of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles, wonders, and signs which God did by him in the midst of you, as you yourselves also know. Him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, you have taken, and by wicked hands have crucified and slain. Poor Yeshua, he died for our sins. Whom God had raised up, God the Father raised him up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holding of it. For David, in Psalm 16 below, speaks concerning him, I foresaw Jehovah always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I shall not be moved. And here's Psalm 16. I have set Jehovah always before me, because he's at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For you will not leave my soul in hell, neither will you suffer your Holy One to see corruption. Yeshua rose right from the dead. You will show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. We thank God for that. So back to Acts 2, quoting from Psalm 16. Therefore did my heart rejoice and my tongue was glad. Moreover, my flesh shall rest in hope. Because you will not leave my soul in hell, Neither will you suffer your Holy One to see corruption. The resurrection of Yeshua. Amen. You have made known to me the ways of life. You shall make me full of joy with your countenance. So men and brethren and sisters, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulchre is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet, David was a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him, that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he, the father, would raise up Messiah to sit on his throne. And here's the oath in Psalm 132. Jehovah had sworn in truth unto David, he will not turn from it. Of the fruit of thy body will I sit upon thy throne. Amen. Hallelujah. The word of God dovetails all over. He, seeing this before, spoke in Psalm 16 of the resurrection of Messiah, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Yeshua had God raised up, whereof we are all witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he had shed forth this, which you now see and hear. For David is not ascended into heavens, in Psalm 110, but he said himself, Jehovah said unto my Lord, the Messiah, sit on my right hand until I make the foes your footstool. Here's Psalm 110. Whoops. What happened? Okay. Here's Psalm 110. Jehovah had said unto my Lord, sit you on my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God had made the same Yeshua whom you have crucified, both Lord and Messiah. Amen. He is the Messiah, and there's no other Messiah. When they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Yeshua the Messiah, for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is unto you and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort them, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they gladly received his word, were baptized. And the same day there was added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, which is the Bible, Torah and everything, and fellowship in breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men as every man had need. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple, breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily as such should be saved. Now here's the gift giving of the Spirit to the Gentiles, Acts 10. Brother Peter opened his mouth and said, "Of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons." That's from the Torah, he got that. "But in every nation, he that fears him and works righteousness is accepted with him." The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Yeshua the Messiah, he's Lord of all. That word, I say, you know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. That's John the Baptist. How God anointed Yeshua of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses of all these things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. We thank God for dying for us and raising from the Father rose him from the dead. Him had God raised up the third day and showed him openly. And not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us, who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. It's a miracle to see Yeshua rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge and the quick, judge of quick and dead. The ones that are alive and the ones that are dead, yes. To him, Yeshua, give all the prophets witness that through his name, whosoever believes in him shall receive remission of sins. I can't thank God enough for the remission of sins. Thank God for the blood of Yeshua. Amen. While Peter yet spoke these words, the Holy Spirit fell on all them that heard the word. And they of the circumcision, the Jews which believed, were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Spirit. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnified God. Then answered Peter, "Can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, which have received this Holy Spirit as well as we, Jews?" And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord Yeshua. Amen. Thank God. The baptism of the Holy Spirit at Ephesus. Acts 19. It came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus and finding certain disciples. He said unto them, "Have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed?" And they said unto him, "We have not so much as heard whether there is any Holy Spirit." And he said unto them, "Unto what were you baptized?" And they said, "Unto John's baptism," John the Baptist. Then said Paul, "John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Messiah Yeshua." And they heard this, when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Yeshua. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Spirit came on them, and they spoke with tongues and prophesied. And all the men were about 12. This is a short study today, but I want to make sure you understand. It's the Pentecost, 50, Feast of Weeks, Feast of Harvest. Yes, the commandments and the Holy Spirit are applicable for today. At sundown tonight, the spring feasts and holy days are over for 2026. If we want to read these Psalms later, Psalm 16, 110, 132, In 2 Corinthians 15, we can. And one more time in the 21st century, we proclaim Happy Chag Shavuot, Feast of Weeks, Happy Hakatzir, Feast of Harvest, and Pentecost, Pentecosti. May the Holy Spirit abide upon you all. Thank you for joining us today as we thank Yeshua and Shabbat Shalom. So I'll stop that. Let me stop the audio. I'll stop the video first. Shabbat Shalom. And I'll shrink that. Then I'll stop the this right here. Shabbat Shalom, everybody. God bless you.